Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Governments have always had a twitchy trigger finger when it comes to wielding the shiny weapon of mass psyops. Beginning in the 1950s, the CIA began to hire and contract students and people in the media to write false stories or embellish stories to favor the U.S. government. Massive amounts of propaganda were funded using fake companies during the 60s to control the awakening student population.
CBS News, without any flowers in its hair, is in San Francisco because this city has gained the reputation of being the hippie capital of the world.
People think of newspapers as institutions. We don't try to cater to the audience so much as shape and develop those people that are ready to rebel in the society.
The church hearings ripped the bandage off in the 1970s, exposing Operation Mockingbird.
Well, I believe that the internal workings within the agency itself are a matter that we must look at very closely to be sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again, if it can be prevented.
Revealing the infiltration of the media by the CIA and interested parties. The 1977 Woodward and Bernstein piece, The CIA and the Media, delved further in, revealing the amounts the reporters were paid by the CIA. But the CIA's craving for harder psyops couldn't be quenched, and as media evolved, the CIA expanded their reach into American film, music, and television.
How about this? Why don't they just have at the beginning of each film, made with the support of the Central Intelligence Agency, let's see how long the practice lasts then. Because it won't. Because people will look at it and say, oh, it's one of those propaganda films.
Until the Manchurian candidate, Barack Obama, opened the floodgates in 2012 with the modernization of the Smith-Munn Act, unleashing unyielding CIA propaganda on the unsuspecting American people. Now, in 2024, the ragged media landscape, weaponized to the hilt, actively serves the public a steady diet of omission, while a record high 39% of Americans say they don't trust the media. And the media is on life support. In 2020, 16,000 jobs were cut from the print, broadcast, and media workforce. By 2024, major players in the media landscape were cutting staff. Vox, Vice, The Intercept, Now This, BuzzFeed, The Business Insider, Time, The Los Angeles Times, The Washington Post, NBC News, and others sent many packing. And as Rome burns, Old Yeller fiddles. Every time the Bidens check in on how far the ball has moved on the investigation of their corruption, investigative journalist Catherine Herridge was there, detailing their grifting treason in great length. She was simply too damn good at her job.
One of the people that our viewers trust, one of the people who I trust, to unravel what's happening, particularly when it's complex.
I just feel a lot of concern that 2024 may be the year of a black swan event.
Her firing reveals that America is experiencing historic communist-level censorship. According to Jonathan Turley, CBS reportedly seized all of her belongings, including files, computers, and most importantly, information on privileged sources. A former CBS manager said that he had never heard of anything like this. He said the holding of the material was outrageous and clearly endangered confidential sources, according to Jonathan Turley.
When the FCC was developed back in the 30s, the core concept was diverse ownership. You wanted a lot of different owners in a lot of different places. There was a vision of that that goes back a very, very long way. This assaults that vision. It basically says, no, you have one little group of people sitting in an office someplace, and they decide what's being discussed all across the country.
As George Soros eats up 220 American radio stations, the First Amendment and CIA propaganda are on a collision course of monumental proportions which will ultimately result in either third world totalitarianism or a return to the veritas of the fourth estate the American Constitution and its people defend. The shadow government will be forced out into the open one way or another. John Baum reporting.
It's Wednesday, February 28th.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bodies, 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Con / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Two
150 days, 12 hours, 50 minutes, 30 seconds, the most important election in world history. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, February 28th, 2024 transmission. All right. We've got a lot of really good news and a lot of very, very frightening, dangerous news, but we don't just put out the frightening news to scare people. No, I don't think you're cowards. It's so that you've got an idea what's coming down the road at you and moving really, really quick. We have several big guests in studio today. We have Mickey Willis coming in with a lot of big news, great filmmaker, great brain. And then we also have a guest coming on who is a journalist from New Zealand that's broken a lot of big stories. He's got a lot of amazing observations of what's going on over in Russia and Ukraine. So we'll have that guest on in the third hour from Russia as well. We'll tell you more about them when they join us. I am in total information overload. I know you are as well. But that's really the plan, is just wear people out till we just roll over because there's so much stimuli we can't handle it. And that's really the nature of why they're doing so many outrageous things. The documents are legion. They admit that it's meant to absolutely overwhelm people. So we just have to remember that God is in control. I'm telling myself that. I'm not preaching at you. Half the time I'm talking to myself up here. I'm kind of just a narrator of our day, just like you are. And that's why people resonate with the broadcast, because you're thinking just like I am, because we're experiencing the same craziness together. And it is just amazing. And the kind of stories I think that are really the most effective to not just wake people up, but also give people deeper insight into how we can untangle our own minds, are the really the type of stories I like to get into. Obviously, the big stories, the developments, the globalist goals, their programs, how to stop them, but also stories that go to the heart of who we are. And there are a lot of those today. And sitting here before I went live, just going through hundreds of articles, without even searching for these, the crew just goes to alternative sites, government sites, mainstream media sites, X, you name it, and just prints everything. And then I send them hundreds of links that I want every day. And without even looking for the stories, there are reports everywhere where children are being targeted to not just be sterilized, but to be euthanized, to be killed. That's a theme. And Canada, again, the testing ground. Stories like this one. Canada, HIV-positive trans-identified male boast of breastfeeding infant with professional support. And milk is a bodily fluid. It's actually in the blood product zone. So one of the most dangerous types of fluid to transmit that virus. And even if the child ends up getting AIDS and dying, they'll celebrate that too. In fact, I sent you guys a clip yesterday. We never played from one of those TV shows. I don't really watch mainstream TV, so I don't know the name of it. But it's like a 20-second clip, and it's a woman at a bar watching porn, and the bartender walks over and says, "You can't watch porn at the bar." And the woman, who's really a man, says, "Well, I'm transgender." And so he says to her, "Oh, well then fine, you can do whatever you want." Guys, try to find that clip. It was in yesterday's. As soon as you get it, have it up. But I mean, that's really what this is. Oh, you're a 61-year-old man, and you want to compete in women's swimming, and you want to compete in high school and middle school women's swimming. Oh, we're going to let you because you can do whatever you want. It's all just a giant, sick joke. So some dude with a beard and a purple beard, and they jack them up on all these hormones to produce tiny amounts of milk, because men can produce milk if we have enough hormones, so that a baby can suck on his fake breasts. And then they brag, "Oh, by the way, I've got HIV." Just as a huge trolling operation. Tell you what, just bring me yesterday's list in. I've had yesterday's. Oh, well, we have it? Okay. Here it is.
Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time.
Yeah, let's just roll that five times in a row. Just roll it five times
Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time. Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time. Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time. Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time. Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time.
Okay, so I know that's obnoxious, and I rarely play a clip over and over again, but stuff like this is really is a perfect illustration of where we are, and that's, I guess, from a show called Family Guy. Again, I don't pay attention to mainstream media much, but I do see the clips. I'm surprised that's even allowed on television. But everybody knows this. I mean, all these convicted pedophiles that are allowed to go do drag queen story time with kids, and the mothers bring them and put them.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Come up with that. So look how far they've already seared our conscience. And they're doing it to, again, scramble our brains to where we just put up with anything. Because if you'll put up with stuff like this, you'll put up with anything. And not only are they breastfeeding by injecting massive amounts of progesterone, they are not just trying to give them HIV, the babies, but also the studies are all out there that the milk coming out of a man is a tiny amount and is super full of toxic hormones, and in rat studies causes all sorts of problems and disorders and illnesses in the baby mice and rats. So what did the American Medical Association say last week? And a bunch of other groups. They said a trans woman's milk is as good as a biological woman's. Which, of course, that's a lie. That's like saying two men can have a baby. But again, it is a war on reality. So I'm sorry that we're covering this, but I'm not sorry because it has to be covered. But these are absolutely deranged, psychotic, mentally ill people. And the whole thing is pedophilic. And it's all about destroying the innocence and the life of these children, these poor little children. But that's the end game. If they can't abort you before you're born, they're going to cut your organs off when you're 10 years old. And then when you're depressed and freaked out about it, they're going to come to you and say, well, now the state's going to push you into committing suicide. And then they sit back and say, oh, we've got to promote more trans culture. People aren't being nice to them and celebrating them enough. That's why they're committing suicide. And you can see the whole setup cradle to grave in this acceleration of evil. So that's one of the big stories. And I've got a bunch more on this here today. Let me tell you some of the good news, though. We've got a lot of big developments dealing with the Ukraine war. And you're like, wait a minute, you just came on air yesterday. Well, 24 hours is a lifetime nowadays. And said, we're going from a possibility of nuclear war to a probability if NATO is serious and not just posturing and it says they're officially going to send troops in to fight Russia. And you've had all these defense ministers and presidents and prime ministers say it. I'm not going to list them all, but take a few minutes. Pretty much all of them, except for Viktor Orban and Erdogan. Those are the only NATO members that haven't been salivating over World War III. And I'm going to get to this coming up at the bottom of the hour because I've got several clips I want to line up here. And now we have a bunch of NATO officials and we have the head of the Defense Department spokesperson, Kirby, and we have U.S. senators saying that now they do not want the money to go to more war. They want it to go to an armistice, a ceasefire, and the next leg of the looting, which is massive taxpayer money to, quote, rebuild Ukraine, and then stealing $300 million of Russian money that they'll then just pass back themselves. And that's terrible, but that's a lot better than nuclear war. So I've got six different developments here in my stack. Just mentioned a few of them there that show that the U-turn is beginning and that some sanity is starting to dawn, because the globalists may be able to pick on newborn babies and, you know, make veterans sleep on the street and ship in convicted child molesters and do all the things they do. I mean, they're real good at going into little Middle Eastern countries and leveling those, but they don't have nuclear weapons and they don't have delivery systems. And so it is insane. It is the end of the world as we know it if this continues. And even Henry Kissinger told them repeatedly before he died, you need to stop this, because this only leads to the end of the world. It's not that he doesn't want global domination. You're just not going to do it this way. And it's also empowering Putin. It's not weakening him. So I kind of already covered it, but I want to... What happened here is I moved some of my stack around. I had like four of the stories and two over here, and I want to hit all four of them or all six at once. So I'm going to dig around during the break and hit those over there, because right before I went on air, constant crises behind the scenes. And that's really good things happening, really bad things happening, and things that have to have my attention that I really can't tell you about. I see all the frantic stuff behind the scenes as very positive, because it shows our enemy is now in full hysteria mode. The danger, though, is that the globalists have nuclear and biological weapons and more, and in their crazed lunacy, there's a good chance that we're still going to have World War III, but it's right when you get to the brink of full nuclear war and they're making the final actions that will lead to that, you suddenly see the turn. It's like a game of chicken. But behind the scenes and domestically, when empires implode, they generally at first really try to oppress their domestic population, because at least they've got that. And historically, they've been out robbing and ruling other groups, but when they get kicked out of those areas, then you get all these really dangerous parasites that come back, and it's like vampires. You know, if a vampire had a whole city to feed off of, he'd be fine. But if a vampire is in a little hamlet of maybe 100 people, people start noticing really quickly there's a vampire when one person a day is getting eaten. Well, the vampires, as the empire dies, are going to be coming home. And that's why we need to be waiting on them, and we need to get our numbers up. We need to get very aggressive, and we need to not be politically correct. Even though we want to be nice, we want to be friendly, they do these culture tests with everybody, particularly white people, to bully us into accepting outrageous stuff or not speaking out, because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So we have to move the Overton window back the other way and take the kid gloves off on every politically correct issue there is, including race. And it's because I care about everybody that I refuse to be bullied or intimidated because I'm white, and I refuse to bow down to all this. People have noticed that I've been being much more hardcore, and it's because the system and those buying into this race-based narrative need to get pushback and not just have people kiss their ass so they stop it. We have to kill this globalist movement and its politically correct wokest crap now. It is one of the most dangerous threats, as Elon Musk has said, facing humanity. By the way, we got a lot of other big news. I just mentioned a few things here, but I got distracted literally when the show started. I got another emergency call. That's why we had some tapes we aired. But we're going to come back. I'm going to get mine.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. then you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up. Every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with Turbo Force, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried Turbo Force, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get Turbo Force today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get Turbo Force now.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life.
All right, we got two big guests coming up, and I've already piddled around for 30 minutes to not hit one-hundredth of one I want to get into. So let me tell you what is coming up, and one way or another, we're going to cover every bit of today. We got a big Elon Musk, Alex Jones story, which I would be covering. It was another talk show, it's another person, because it's bigger than just the story. And so I'm going to get into that later in the hour. Obviously, the polls, the numbers, the facts show people are really waking up. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter, about the totally dissolved border and the crime wave of the illegal aliens coming to the country, where hundreds of countries are dumping their prisoners. And than giving them UN, NGO debit cards to come here. So just like Fidel Castro in the early 1980s dumped millions of people into the United States, upwards of a million or more, and hundreds of thousands were hardcore criminals. Not saying Cubans are bad people, but some of the worst of the Cubans were being sent over here. So it doesn't matter where they're coming from. They were coming from Russia or Mexico or wherever. So it's a serious issue. So there are now dozens of murders a day. I've got the numbers and statistics here of this crime wave. And so I want to get into that first. Also, Dan Bongino called my producer this morning. He didn't call me. And gave us an update on why he's not released more information about the huge story he broke. And it was very informative. And so I will repeat to you what he told the producer, Daria, that he called early this morning, extremely agitated. And we like Dan a lot, and we're sorry he's agitated, but I understand why he's agitated. We will explain that coming up at the start of the next hour, as I'm introducing Mickey Willis here on air. And we also have, again, as I mentioned, the huge good news on the Ukraine-Russia war and serious actions, not just by some European leaders or the GOP senators that have been pro-war, but also from Kirby. Kirby, if you know what you're listening to, in his little press conferences, he has the lies he tells to the media for the general public, but then he puts code words in there. And when they start using the code words, it signals to other governments. And he said, we're getting ready to move into the reorganization or the reconstruction phase of the war. And you also have now seen that come out of the Federal Reserve and the puppet President Biden. So I've kind of already told you the story, but I'm going to play some of the clips to get to it. But right now, let's go ahead and drill into this massive little sub-slice of what's happening with the border. Here's some of the headlines. Immigration surges to top of most important problem in major Gallup poll and every other poll. People really get it. We have an ad that Trump's running. Epic. Trump highlights murder of college student by legal alien in new campaign ad. And here's just some of the murder stories today. The whole site would be this every day if we posted all of it. Salvadoran illegal ordered deported in 2022, arrested for murder of 2-year-old in Maryland Sanctuary County. Now that's the kind of guy that kills a 2-year-old. Honduran illegal arrested for raping 14-year-old girl at knife point, stabbing man during robbery in Louisiana. So these guys are just running wild. Here's another one. Illegal alien arrested for rape in conservative Florida town. Yeah, there's like 10 more of these, but I'm going to stop there. Liar resign. Athens Dem mayor faces backlash for claiming Lakin Riley's murder not related to illegal immigration. And there's a bunch of these clips that we're going to be getting to. But first, let's go ahead and play Trump's new campaign ad.
Following some breaking news out of Athens, Georgia. Two colleges have canceled classes today as police look for a murderer.
Lakin Riley was described as a shining light.
Dean's List nursing student.
Police arrested 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra.
Ibarra crossed into Texas illegally back in September of 2022, then was released into the United States on parole.
We're confident this border is secure.
We have a secure border.
We agree that the border is secure.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
We have taken unprecedented action.
Look, the border is not open.
Fox News can now confirm that Jose Antonio Ibarra was busted last year in New York City. But ICE didn't even have time to put in a detainer on him because, hey, he was already back out on the streets.
Powerful. Now, here's a couple clips of mayors saying we must respect the dignity of migrants and tries to deflect to Trump in Charlottesville for the illegal alien criminal murdering. And then we've also got another clip of the mayor 5 years ago declaring Athens a sanctuary city. So here are the clips back to back.
Humanity is the expectation of human dignity. While 2019 was not that long ago, you might remember the dynamic we were living in the late teens in this country, where you had the President of the United States speaking in the most vile terms about people who were foreign-born. And you had that notion metastasizing in places like Charlottesville.
When I was younger, I was a criminal. And you know what I thought about doing? Crossing the border to Mexico to get away from my crimes.
Son, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Jesus Christ, he saved me, and I no longer live that lawless life. But you do.
Son, I'm going to ask you to leave.
You are lawless, Mr. Mayor.
I'd be glad to schedule some time with you if you'd like some individual time.
Yeah, I'd like to spend some time with you.
Let's do that, but I need to continue.
I have a question.
I'm going to come home.
Sorry.
Are you going to have the most lucid test still in place? Does that get the impression this is a sanctuary city?
What,
no, you can't call us out under Georgia law.
What we wish to do is dignify everybody's humanity. There's nothing in that resolution.
You took an oath to uphold the law, not your feelings nor your opinions. No, sir. You're talking BS to us right now.
I need to answer one question at a time.
Right here, sir.
I'm going to continue my answer from a moment ago, and then I'll get it.
You called me a white supremacist in your resolution.
Well,
that was not nice to me.
What
we wish to do.
This is America still.
What we wish to do.
Okay. All right.
He's to understand. He's to understand that those families that are here came here under less than ideal circumstances. I've outlined my desire for better federal legislation that would standardize the immigration process. We've not been living in that environment. I mentioned I was a career educator. I've worked with a lot of students and their families in this community. And the practical reality is that those families tend to be blended amongst a variety of immigration statuses. We want to create a stable environment for people in our communities. And when that community is disrupted by hate or vitriol, that's not a safe environment for their school children and their families to live in.
Called righteous indignation, sir.
The Athens-Clark County Unified Government is welcoming to people from all lands and backgrounds and strives to foster a community where individuals and families of all statuses feel safe, are able to prosper, and can breathe free.
So you just heard him, with all these murders happening, with illegal aliens killing people in a city, turn it around and talk about Charlottesville and Trump. What the hell does that have to do with the illegal alien crime wave? And the answer is nothing. And people are getting more and more upset and angrier. We have an example of that, vigilantes. When we come back on the other side, then I'll get into all of the other news today. There is so much and breaking news. And we've got more from the Fannie Willis corruption hearings that are going on in Georgia. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Screen. Mitch McConnell is now leaving the Senate. He and his communist Chinese wife. Mitch McConnell to step down from Republican Senate leadership. Mitch McConnell, the longest serving Senate leader in history, who maintained his power in the face of dramatic convulsions. Yeah, that's us taking the Republican Party over. The Republican Party for almost two decades will step down from that position in November. And it's because of the fact that there's massive pressure on him and all of his corruption's coming out and he can't get anything done, just like McCarthy got driven out. And then the media calls it, oh, the Republicans are weak. Oh, they're fighting. Yeah, because it's not a uniparty in the Republican Party. There is more than a populist beachhead, led by the Patriots, led by the Tea Party, led by Ron Paul, and myself and many others, that were the progenitors of the movement you now see that Trump basically surfed in on. And we've successfully, quote, radicalized the Republican Party. That means close to half now are on board with taking the country back. And you've got these old globalist robots like Lord Rothschild, the fourth Baron of Rothschild dying this week, and Mitch McConnell. And you've got all the rest of it happening. You've got Biden unable to basically speak or complete a sentence. It's emblematic of a rotting facade that's collapsing like a house of cards in the high wind. I'm going to table the positive Russian news until we have a guest from Russia, a journalist from New Zealand there that's doing a very informative job, to the third hour, because Mickey Willis is coming up, and I want to hit these other stories before this hour ends. This is a great example of the Soros-funded media, and it's on record that Raw Story and BuzzFeed and those other groups, Vice, you name it, are funded by Soros, and they're propped up to put out fake news and incredible deception. So this story came out yesterday and was trending on Twitter. Alex Jones calls Elon Musk a complete and total fraud. Turns on Elon Musk after he's massively censored. Now, I never called him a complete and total fraud. I said Google is a complete and total fraud. And I said we see some URLs from InfoWars like Band.video now being banned. And we're seeing some throttling going on. And I said, Elon said it's a crime scene he took over and it's full of embeds and operatives. He already had over two-thirds of them basically leave or fired. And so I said, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. That is not saying Elon Musk is a complete and total fraud. And so Elon responded last night in a tweet, a post on X, and it said, what is it that Alex Jones is complaining about? And I had just gotten home from a church meeting I went to. Went to a little special Tuesday night church service with my oldest daughter. And I was getting calls on the way home. Hey, Elon Musk is Xing, not on Ecstasy, but on his site, posting on X, and asking what the problem is. So I don't want to text while I drive, so I pulled over into a gas station about 9 o'clock, 8:30 last night, and went and read the Raw story and called up Chase Geyser, who's a real go-getter, and said, hey, will you go grab that clip? And will you post this, what I actually said, and then will you respond? And I dictated real quick to him what I wanted him to say. And then within 10 minutes, the guy's like a speed racer. He already had it up. And then Elon said, well, there's your fake news. And then they put a community notes on the Raw story saying fake news, which is the strongest condemnation that they do. So they've got a humiliating amount of egg on their face. But nice, nice try, guys. Here's the headline. Complete and total fraud. Alex Jones turns on Elon Musk after he massively censored. And a bunch of people, when this is not criticizing, it's just an example, went off half-cocked, some big so-called conservative accounts and populist accounts said Jones bites the hand that feeds him and Jones is a piece of garbage and all this stuff. Looking like, again, complete fools, because if I think Elon's really bad or doing something bad, I'm going to say it. But I didn't say that. And it's going off half-cocked, and I've done it before, I'm not perfect, that in the populist movement, we're not a centralized group, which is our strength but also our weakness, people love infighting, and they love to lie about stuff, and they love to run with stuff that's not true. So we don't want to go along with Alex Soros, and as he vows to, quote, wipe Trump supporters from the face of the earth, because he's heavily involved in all of this. We wrote an article about it at InfoWars.com last night. Ben Warren worked late to get that done, did a great job. We wrote another one this morning, Kelly McGreen did. Fake News 101, media falsely claims Alex Jones called Elon Musk a fraud. And it chronicles it and has all the screenshots if you want to see it. So that's a great example of people going off half-cocked. Here's another one. Because this became a big story on X and got picked up by news, and we talked to Bongino, my producer, this morning, and he said he's had 50 calls that this morning, hundreds of emails, you name it, former Secret Service, senior Secret Service agent, whistleblower, and he called my producer back and said, listen, I'm not talking about the story anymore. My source is already scared to death for their life, and I can't give Alex any more information. And will you just please tell people, stop contacting me? So I get it. He's a busy guy. He's got the stuff going on. He's doing. That's fine. But the internet turned this into a fight between me and Bongino. Bongino breaks a story from a high-level source inside the intelligence agencies about what a lot of which has been declassified, that I was on a list of 26 people, including President Trump, to be harassed and to be set up and to have feds reach out like they did Flynn and try to entrap me. Well, just a few months ago, and I only revealed this a few days ago, the full story, or much of it, I just mentioned it a few months ago, they literally tried to offer massive amounts of money. And we tracked back, it was MI6, and that's how this works. The CIA uses an outside group to do it, and with a Dubai group, to try to meet with and pay off employees to ask them if they would basically commit crimes. I mean serious crimes. So we don't go to the FBI lightly. We do it so we're not going to be set up. And so we had to send in the head of our security, who's worked for a lot of federal agencies, I'll leave it at that, in to say, well, this is going on. And the FBI said, yeah, we'll take this very seriously, and we'll investigate it. Because you have to understand, the FBI is all broken up in groups. We didn't go into the special office they've got in D.C. and talk to those guys. They're the ones probably running it. But the CIA definitely is. So I want to know more if Bongino could say. And that's all I've been asking since this broke last week. And all I wanted was a call back to say, I can't tell you anything else, and I figured it would be, we're getting a lot of threats. This is really dangerous. And he said that in the clip. He said, I just don't even want to break this. It's so dangerous, but I have to. It's my responsibility. And he released it. And he says, that's it. He's done. Well, I respect that, and I appreciate that. I still don't know why Bongino, years ago, repeatedly called me, and I talked to him also off air once during an interview, and said, hey, man, is it you? That New York tough guy deal. And he is a tough guy. I'm not saying it's just that New York tough guy thing. Hey, man, is it you telling people you're getting yourself from me? And I said, no. What, you think you're the only person I know in the government? I talked to the people that have seen, okay? And it didn't Bongino. And it's not just Secret Service. I'm going to leave it at that. It's high-level NYPD. They told me I could say that. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.